Any further discussion on Mark's motion?
Abe, could you put me on the stack?
There is no stack. You're it.
Okay. Not only do we need to raise money, but we also need to cut expenses. And I would like to see definitively what we are going to do to cut expenses. And I would like the GMs involved in that process immediately. I'm upset. And Lonnie did not address the fact that Jane just said that she heard that everyone got raises or some people got raises. I would like to hear the answer to that rumor or that concern. Is it true? I would like to know at some point, whether it's an executive session or not, I'd like to hear someone, I guess the CFO at this point, or our IED, address the fact that I was told a couple days ago or a week ago that we spent significant amount of money on attorney's fees and personnel consultants at several of our stations, and I would think that we need to get permission to spend so much money on attorney's fees and personnel consultants. And I hope that if we're hiring consultants like now, we Ambrose, you tell us whether we need to do something to nip that in the bud.
Okay, very quickly, Lonnie, if you could respond. I want to keep us on this working group issue, and maybe the issues that Teresa raised will be bundled in, but could you respond?
Sure, let me try. First of all, Mr. Chair, I think that it's incumbent upon the chair, this public session, rule a given member out when what I think is personal attack is met. I don't feel that I should have to sit through that kind of attack. Now, if I'm told it's okay, I can do that. I can sit here and attack members of this committee on what they have and have not done and what is their job and what is not their job. I can do that. I am not shy about it. I can attack and counterattack about who has done what in this network. Responsible. That's going to be how these meetings go. And I'm counting on you, Mr. Chair, to prevent that. That's the job. If that isn't going to get, you will have a free fall here. That said, and I'm issuing that particular thought because I will not sit for another attack like that.
Understood.
Moving on, and it's somebody's job to prevent it. Now, moving on to the answer to the question. Expenses. Of course, we need to cut expenses. And those expenses and the need to reduce them start at the local level. With the local LSB, with the local general manager, business manager. Now, if there is a need for me as CFO to cut budgets in this network, I certainly will do it. I have no problem and have done it. Budgets are not balanced by magic. They're balanced because and the scenes are told what has to be done. Follow through, I bring it to the full board and the finance committee. So there has to be, and as I said before, I agree with Mark. Every station has to be given the directive to balance their budget. Office. Now, attorney fees, that issue. Then I'll move to the salary increases. But attorney fees. Again, as I've said before, when the board issues directives to the executive director or anybody and not be clear on what the expenses are that are going to follow from that, then that's been a problem at Pacifica. At the last board meeting, thank very well that the board did issue a directive that any motion has to have a financial impact statement attached. Board asked that investigations be done at WBAI. That meant there were going to be costs involved for attorneys to conduct those investigations. So issue a directive without being mindful of the costs and then pretend to be surprised that when there are costs. On the salary side, I have in my hand the board packet that was sent out in March titled Pacifica Financial Development and Personnel Data Report, in which the salaries around bonuses were clearly identified for the board to review, where the around bonuses was brought up and discussed. There's, 30, 40 pages of comparative salaries that Dan included in it to show board members where he felt salaries were understated, people were underpaid at Pacifica. Discussed in finance around the need to bring their salaries, hadn't gotten salaries in 3.5 years.
It was Lonnie, the specific question was, were salaries raised by the ED?
Salaries were raised by the ED with the in writing and sent to the board, expressing that intent.
When did the board approve it?
The board approved it in the context of the budget process. It went up on the forecast in terms of increase in expenses to bring, I think his wording was, salaries up, making a general manager's whole in terms of what other staff were getting. In this case, it was a 3.5% increase, which is pretty much, you know.
So you're saying that the board was provided this and the board voted and approved the changes in salary?
Well, in this case, the intent to do it was clearly stated to the board. It's stated to the chair. Chair approved the bonuses, and the whole board got a chance to review his intent in writing. He stated it at the meetings in writing. Now, the question about process, which I hear folks, well, what's the process going to be? How this gets done? Yes, we do need a better process, of course, but that means you have to do the work. You have to actually say, let's get a working group around process for budget changes. That, too, came up. That, too, was discussed, but there was no follow-on action. And that same, those same crucial issues, budgets get amended, surpluses. How do you get through the process of making changes? In the, who has the final word? Is it going to be the LSB? Is it the board? Is it the CFO? Is it the finance committee? Those are issues that the new bylaws don't address and need to be addressed. Something that's sitting there, the governance committee, hasn't come up with anything in that area, so we drift. Anyway, enough of that. So my point is very simple. My thought on this is very simple. We can try to identify who's at fault. Will not help. And yes, we need to move forward, and yes, we need to cut expenses, and yes, we need to look at our whole model for how stations are organized. But what to do while waiting for the plan to reorganize right now?
Well, you know, is someone on the stack, Dave?
No, and we need to wrap this up, so you go ahead and I have a comment, and then we'll vote.
Okay, because, I mean, I do agree, and I think that a lot of energy, unfortunately, is diverted into this sort of blame game thing, and I know this is my third PNB meeting this week, and, you know, I'm a volunteer also, and I consider my time to be extremely valuable, and I charge highly for it. Except with Pacifica. So I understand about all that, and I'm not here to just, you know, point blames and call people out and all that kind of stuff, because I don't want, first of all, it done to me, and second of all, I don't think it's productive. I do think, though, that some of the concerns that are raised about some of the structural issues, as we call them, or have been calling them, are important. I don't think it's something that can be solved in the time frame short term that we have before us, which is why I think it's important that we cast this campaign in the proper light, and say to the extent that has been suggested what it is, I guess we may disagree on what it is. But I do think that we need to move forward, that if we attach things like performance requirements on access to these funds, if we spread the wealth around to the other stations, I think that will go a significant way, and you can just look at the difference. I mean, T is also in a crunch, but we're not attacking in the same way that we are I. And I, you know, so there's a lot of politics that creeps into what we're doing. And that's unfortunate. I think what we need to do is say, look, we have this situation, we have this necessary cash reserve, and we need to put defined performance requirements on the accessibility to those funds. That's how you solve the problem, or at least solve the short-term problem as you work on a long-term solution, versus saying this person should have done that or that person needs to go or whatever. That doesn't do anything. But I think performance requirements attached to a reasonable sum of fundraising in the short term is a viable suggestion, and I urge this committee to support the working group, and I will volunteer to serve on that and do the best I can to absorb everyone's concerns, but I would push to move it forward, and I will acknowledge that bias.
Okay, I'd like to say that one of the issues I have, first of all, I want to say, in terms, it's not so much an issue of blame, but you have to identify where the problems really are, because you can't fix or change unless you identify what is wrong and what went wrong. My view is that the board is ultimately responsible. And so it is the board's fault. I am a member of the finance committee, so it is my fault. And I have to go to our station and say to our station that I approved budgets that ultimately were had problematic assumptions in it, that if I had been willing to confront certain issues that we were trying to say, well, let's see if it gets better, we might have been doing this process much earlier. I have to say I was not able to exert the necessary oversight. I am responsible as a member of this board. I'm going to start taking that responsibility and not approving things that I do not have confidence solve problems, or if I feel they misrepresent or whatever. Now, I'm unclear on the role of any board approval for a process like this. But what I have a problem with is there is an absence of an analysis in here of what happens if we don't. For example, if we don't raise the money, or if for whatever reason we can't raise the money. So I would ask that working group also show us what will happen in the event that we do not do this. Because at the moment, the identification of, well, we need to get this, well, we need to get that, and, well, we need to get the other in order to behave responsibly doesn't cut it anymore. That's where we were a year ago. We have to start saying no more without our being able to do that.
Well,
I will need to
Chair,
say, hang on, I'm going to finish.
But you're not being the chair now. You know,
I know, but in committee,
all right,
the chair
participates
as an active member.
Where's that rule?
Pardon me?
Where's that rule written down?
Well, for example, the committee chair votes.
This is Sandy. Just
yeah,
quickly.
I will. I'll recognize you as soon as I'm done. My position will be I won't vote for anything unless I see concretely that I can follow through on every commitment in there, and I would like to see what happens if these expenses are not met as part of the work of the working group. Go ahead, Sandy.
Just quickly, I just want to just reinforce what you said. I think and going back to Lonnie's statement, you want to place blame? Place blame on ourselves.
That's right.
The information comes fast and furious. Many of us have very busy weeks, working long days, and then we volunteer to do this. So the details sometimes fall through the cracks. And you're dealing with millions of dollars, and we wind up where we are. And, yeah, performance requirements, certainly. A change in the way we operate, absolutely. And this forming a working group to work toward a national fundraising period will give us the opportunity to not only get the dollars we're going to need to bail ourselves out for the short term, but maybe change our whole outlook and philosophy on the way we conduct ourselves on the air in the long term, speaking more of a national network of five stations rather than five fingers on a hand working in an uncoordinated fashion or largely uncoordinated. That's it. I just want to back up what our chair said. I think it was very well said.
Are we ready to vote, or do people need other discussion?
What's the motion? I mean, I don't know what
to form a working group to address the details of the plan to deal with the crisis, which includes, I believe, both the fundraising aspect and the expense side. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, is there an objection to doing this?
This is Jane. I was wondering, is there a report back date discussed?
Mark, do you contemplate, do you want to specify a report back date?
Yeah, I said within we would have to meet again in a week, so I'd say within that week.
Okay, anything further?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dave, this is LaFleur, and I had my phone on mute. Bethby?
Please.
Yeah, this is LaFleur. Just a question, I have to step away for a minute too, but we had this contingency plan that I believe the CFO and the ED had worked on previously. Just want to know, is this plan also something that was looked at and as part of the working group, or is that just not to be, is that just something that, that we're not going to look at, or that's not going to be part of the working group?
Oh, well, yeah, let me try to answer it. Yeah, the contingency plan is still alive, and it has to be updated because it was done some time ago. Indra is aware, and she does have a contingency plan. I must say that from my point of view, more needs to be done with that, and we're having that discussion right now. But I think that the people from need to meet with that general manager and start to go over that contingency and to have their own updated. That has to be done too, and I think that working group may make that one of the proviso.
Okay, so this is LaFleur again. Okay, so let me understand. So the working group would proceed with the contingency plan that you have developed, and in the meantime, look at another plan or supporting this contingency plan, or and when we're saying looking at the expenses and particularly the issues, some of the issues that Patty had raised about some management issues within the station there. That are is that also very in reduction of expenses? I did hear David and I guess Dave and both Mark said that would be part of the working group process. Is that correct?
Well, Mark, I won't speak for your motion, but my understanding is that yes, we would look at the expense side contingency plan being a part of that.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Are you done, LaVon? Yes,
this is LaVon. I'm not sure if I'm really clear on that, but I guess, like, can I restate it? That you're saying that there's this contingency plan. You're working that at the time with Indra, the interim general manager for BAI, and this working group. Well, their efforts would be to work along with you and to reinforce some of the demands of a recovery, a rescue, in addition to the national fundraising. Is that correct?
Well, from my point of view, yes, LaVon. That would be my intent.
Okay.
Baruti.
Yeah, I just want to get a little clarity on the working group. It seems that there's really two, as it relates to WBAI, there's two issues. One, what's done between now and the end of the fiscal year? How much can be cut there? And then what, I guess all those items are going to be in place permanently, and what's going to be the impact for the following fiscal year, if I understand. is that what you, I don't know if that's what Mark kind of had in mind.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what
right.
I meant.
And are we? And I know you put a one-week kind of time frame on it, but I'm just a little concerned that can be done within 1 week. Is that a little, am I being too pessimistic?
No.
You know, my answer to that, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, my only concern is two things, Baruti. One is that I know that, for example, well, BAI, you already in a campaign, right?
Yes.
And your end date was when, 7?
I think we're in the fourth day of the campaign. I think it's a 14 days.
14 days. So you're done, like, what, August?
2 weeks.
Beginning of August?
Yeah, 2 weeks from Sunday, I guess, would be the last day. August 2nd.
Okay, so that's August 2nd. And Teresa, KPFT, when is your drive?
August 18th.
7:30.
Teresa.
Okay. And 8:18 to what?
We're on for either 8 or 9 days at this point. It's unclear as to when we're scheduled to end.
Okay, so you're 8:18 for 8 or 9 days.
Correct.
Let me correct that. That's July 30th. It's the last day for us.
July 30th. Okay, so then so I'm just looking at the dates to try to figure out how quickly. But I agree with you because I don't know within the week. I mean, I'm available this week. I don't know if the general managers, and they certainly need to be a part of this. Lonnie, I mean, what's your feeling on terms of being able to bring the different management parts to the table?
Yeah, I think we arrange something as quickly as possible, Mark, and as inclusive as possible, and move quickly.
Dave, this is LaVarne Mansby.
And we've been at time for some time, so we do need to move the agenda unless there's a motion to extend. But go ahead, LaVarne, and then we'll move.
Thank you. I believe from the last meeting, I thought that there was a conference call with the GMs this past Tuesday. I'm sorry, like I said, I had to step away for a minute. But excuse me, that I thought that there was there was supposed to be a meeting with the GM and with Ambrose Lane, the interim executive director. So did that happen, and did you have an opportunity to talk about a National Day of Fundraising?
No, that was specifically set aside for them to talk and ask questions of Krigler regarding Paola and the new FCC rig.
Oh, that would have been an interesting discussion. I wish I could have been on that.
Well,
thank you.
We taped it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'd like to listen.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Can I make another comment, Dave?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm for the working group. I mean, regardless of the deadline, I think it's something that needs to be put in place, and the situation at BII definitely warrants the participation of, you know, the National Finance Committee in some form or fashion. So I'm in support of it, and I think we need to get started as soon as possible, regardless of what date it is, because, you know, obviously we need to come up with a plan that everybody's comfortable with, so that, you know, later on folks don't say, well, that wasn't my plan. I didn't, you know, I wasn't part of that, you know, the process. So I think that we need to include as many people as possible in whatever recovery plan we put together, and I think we need to start that. And, you know, we obviously it's got to deal with income, and it's also got to deal with, you know, some serious cost-cutting measures in order for us to deal with what we face, you know, for the balance of this year and, you know, for us to be in a comfortable situation.
Yeah. But, Rudy, have you had an opportunity to look at the contingency plan such as it is that we talked about last week that was adopted at BAI? Have you had a chance to get a copy of that?
Right. I've seen both the what was put together for last, you know, when last year, the last crisis that came up.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, it's an outline, and it's something that, like Lonnie said, that really needs to be, you know, some more meat needs to be put on the bone, as it were, in terms of, you know, how those cuts are going to be implemented. And then I also saw, you know, Indra's suggestion for the balance of this year, which, you know, it's going to help, but it's definitely not going to close the gap as it stands. So we need income support. I'm not going to say that. We can't do it all through cost cutting. Let me put it that way.
Okay,
not
thank
in the
you.
Short term.
All right.
Is there any objection to this?
I'm objecting.
Okay, in that case, Casey, can you call the roll?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
The motion,
Dave,
is to form a working group to address the plan to raise funds and to look at the expense side and commitments that would be made also.
With a report due.
With a report due in...
This is what I have, that the National Finance Committee will form a working group to develop a plan to address the current fiscal crisis and will report back by July 28th, 2005.
And if people don't like that date, you want to make it 10 days and take it to that Monday or something?
I think 1 week. We ought to try for 1 week, and if we need to extend past that, we can come back and say so. But there's urgency here.
Okay, great. I agree. All right.
Okay. So 1 week. All right. Can you call the roll, Casey?
Okay. Adelson?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Bediako?
Yes.
Heffley?
No.
McFaul is yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Pattersall? I'm sorry. Gatewood?
Yes. Can you hear
Weinman?
Me?
Weinman?
Yes.
Got it. Williams?
No.
Hicks?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Okay. So that will require us scheduling a meeting. Now, we are behind our adopted...
Yeah, we could identify a convener.
Yeah, we need to know who's on tonight.
Yeah.
And who's on it.
Oh, I see. Okay, pardon me. What has been happening in other working groups is that they're open to whoever would like to be on it. Is there any objection to handling this way?
I would like to know who can work quickly.
Sure. As soon as we determine this, we're not going to vote for these members, are we?
Oh, no, but just volunteers.
Okay, so who would like to be on the committee and who can commit the time?
This is
Lauren.
Okay, hang on. Casey, can you just call the roll and people say yes or no?
Okay. Adelson?
No.
Allen?
I'll wait to see who else is on it.
Bediako?
Yes.
Heffley?
No.
McFall is yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Gatewood?
No.
Weinman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hicks?
Yes.
Okay,
Allen?
Like, oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I will help in any way that I can.
Okay.
Okay, is, who would like to convene? Is there a volunteer?
I'll take responsibility for trying to get it done quickly.
Thanks very much. And if you could post the information about your meetings and the times, et cetera, to the National Finance Committee list, so if others want to participate, like Marnie or... who else is not on the call? I'm blanking. But,
that's it.
Oh, just Marnie. If others want to participate, they can.
So we schedule something Tuesday, just a poll of the six people. Is Tuesday going to be a good day? Conference call?
Hang on a second.
What time? Same time?
Yeah, any time.
I would prefer something a little bit later in the evening.
What time?
Yeah, around, I'd say, 5 at my time. Pacific time.
5:30 p.m. Pacific. There's a bylaws revision subcommittee.
Okay.
Wait, this coming one. No, there's an executive review committee this coming.
And BAI's finance committee meeting is 6:30 Eastern time on Tuesday.
Monday, Wednesday? How about Monday or Wednesday?
Wednesday's out. We have an LSB meeting in Houston.
And Wednesday's 6 days from now.
Monday?
I think this thing needs to meet this weekend. Or tomorrow.
I would tend to say that this weekend would be best.
Sunday evening.
Sunday we have election committee meeting. It's already scheduled.
Thing we have to remember with sometimes we're going to have to bump the other one. But how about Monday? Is there a board meeting Monday?
Yes.
Board meeting in the evening. You can do it during working hours.
I mean, Lonnie, how about what's your sense of the general manager's availability? Because I think it's important that they weigh in on this. I'd certainly like to hear from Indra, et cetera. I mean, is it better to do it during the day or the evening? What?
Better to do it in the day for these folks.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. I mean, if it has to be during the day, my time, we can go ahead and maybe I can make part of it or whatever.
How about if we do 3:00 on Tuesday, 3 Pacific?
3 p.m. Pacific time Tuesday. Okay, I'll try to
read. What time is that Eastern time? That's 6?
Six.
Oh, no, I have my finance committee at 6:30 Eastern.
Ooh.
On Tuesday.
And you need to be there for that.
Yeah. Too.
The weekend, Lonnie.
We have an election committee meeting scheduled for Sunday, and we've been bumped from Monday to Sunday, so I don't want to be bumped again.
Well, Lonnie, if you want to try it early in the day, I'm free Tuesday. I can do it if you want to do noon or something,
Yeah.
Noon might be better for me.
So I could just point out that we said we're going to get a report back in a week. This is a lot of work. I mean, it's not a one meeting.
It's not a one, exactly.
And if you meet Tuesday, then you're going to meet Wednesday and then Thursday before our next meeting or whatever, or before what meeting?
A preliminary. Well, let's get one day at least. Maybe a preliminary. Whoever can do it tomorrow, then plan for the meeting on Tuesday.
That sounds like a good start. Not everybody's going to be able to make every meeting. We're in crisis mode. We got to push.
So tomorrow, perhaps, if anyone.
So what time on Friday then? Tomorrow, Lonnie.
I'll choose your time, Mark. I'm ready.
Okay. How about 3 p.m.
3 p.m. tomorrow.
3 p.m. Pacific, and then Tuesday at noon Pacific.
Yes, so we have two meetings that way.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Lonnie, you'll send out an email or a reminder?
I'll send out an email.
Thank you very much.
This is a finance committee? We call this the finance subcommittee?
It's just a
working group.
Working group on budget crisis, let's call it.
Let's not call it a crisis.
Okay. No, budget working group.
Oh, don't do that.
Tunity.
Well, we have a budget restructuring working group, so let's call it
special fundraiser.
Fine tuning.
Special fundraiser slash
working group.
Whatever.
Okay. Fine tuning group thing.
Okay.
Although personally, I always like calling things what they are, and this is a crisis. But okay.
See, that's the editorial.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
We now have 20 minutes left. in this meeting. We're going to need to schedule another meeting to hear from, we have 20 minutes left till the CFO has to leave. We have to schedule another meeting to deal with the report of this working group and whatever the next steps are. We still have not reviewed the May financials in any consistent way, and there will be in that review things that will come up that are relevant to what we're saying about, you know, some of the problems. So we do need to do that. We haven't had any reports from the working groups, but my impression is that the working groups are maybe
working.
Not working, so we may not have those reports. What we have left on this are director's inspection. That was a request by Marnie, so she may want it to be deferred till she can ask the question or hear what LaVarne has to say. We have the CPB, the question of how to deal with CPB contingencies and the 0506 budget process issue. We have the election of the chair and the scheduling of next meeting.
Well, Mr. Chair, since we already scheduled that, we're meeting again, aren't we, on Thursday?
Well, I actually was just at the calendar, and the calendar for next Thursday, there's a governance committee meeting starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm chairing that committee. So we would need, if we're going to meet, I mean, this begins to get a little bit impossible. I could meet myself for the first 2 hours of that and then have to switch for governance. I would rather do it on the Friday, actually, which is our usual meeting day.
What time? 3?
3 p.m.
That would be
Friday the 29th. And I would recommend that we deal with the May financials first so we get through it, and the working group report. And that.
What was the time on that Friday?
The 3 p.m. Are you teaching now? Or
6 p.m. Eastern.
6 p.m. Eastern, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. So if we do that, then why don't we use if we do that and we're going to meet again next Friday, then, and we can by then have a report from the working group on its progress, then why don't we spend the time we have left hearing about the budget approval process for 05-06, since some of us are already started that.
Yeah, I think that's the best use of time. And then next week's meeting we would devote to, we'll devote, as I said, first to the review of the financials and second to the working group report, and that'll be the whole meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so what can we deal with? So the issues, and then for the rest of this meeting, we will deal with what Mark just suggested, the 0506 budget process and how we may deal with CPB contingencies, which maybe Lonnie can address. I can certainly address it.
And also key dates.
And election. And then the other, last thing we'll do is election of the chair of this committee, a permanent chair, as permanent as we get here. So I just want to say, I want to start on the CPB contingencies, and I'll just say that we raised this issue with RGM, and she said that she spoke to the vice president of radio at CPB at a meeting here in Los Angeles, and they already have the projections for the next 2 years for what stations would get, and it's my understanding that at least for next year, it is expected that the community service grants will be what they are. Do you have any information on that, Lonnie?
Yeah, I have that same information. That next year they will remain roughly the same, not any major changes, although there's a think group at work on changing some of the content of what's in there. I can pass that along. They did send out an email on it. They haven't made decisions on it, but they did give the discussion points.
And I just want to say also that when we heard about the numbers were not 17%. They were more on the order of like 13 or 14% of listener support, which surprised me because I've always heard that it was 17%. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's not a number I'm familiar with.
Okay, then that may just be my mistake, and now's not the time to go in detail. But so is it, bottom line, do you feel we need to spend time at this moment on developing a contingency for the absence of those funds?
No, I don't.
Okay.
At this point.
Are you satisfied with that, Baruti?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so the next thing is the budget process, where we are on it. And Baruti, do you want to raise the specific point about deadline?
Right.
I want to get the timeline down.
Yeah. I have a question also.
Okay, so okay. Baruti, Mark, Jane, and then Lonnie.
Well, look, the formal deadline is it has to be approved by the LSB, the local station boards, by August 15th and submitted to the national board. So, you know, we definitely need an extension locally in light of all that's going on here. So I'm just trying to figure out how much additional time can we get without, you know, creating a problem across the network.
Well, let me just sort of give a quick sense of how it was done last year. It doesn't have to do it this way. We now stand at the 21st. Most of the stations' first drafts of their budget. Some have, but most have not. And there are difficulties with the FY06 budget. And part of the reason is that the current budget we're in has so many... So many problems that it's difficult to make projections for FY06. The timetable, if we are to have a budget in the hands of the board in September, working backwards, or whatever, the third Thursday, that means that we'd have to send out a second Thursday, have to send it out to the board by the 8th of September. And that means I'd like to have it in my hand prior to that by somewhere around the 30th or 31st October, so as to have time to review the budgets one last time with GMs and whoever else.
You mean August, you said?
August, yes, by the 30th or 31st of August. That's a week to look it over, make changes, and then get it in the mail to the board. That means deadline for it being to the Finance Committee, assuming you somewhere around the 22nd, a Monday or the 19th, a Friday. So if it has to be to finance on the 19th, that means that the LSBs and the first draft of the budget should be done somewhere around the 12th. That will be the deadline. That is, the LSBs...
So that's after the 15th that Baruti said is presently the deadline.
You got the weekend to play with, yeah. Off being a Friday, the 15th being a Monday.
By the way, I would just like to interject that I think that having you issue a budget calendar and for us from now on setting a calendar of dates early in the year so everybody sees it coming will be very helpful.
I will do it. I'll send out an email.
I'm trying to get what you said here. You say that the original date of 8/15 can be extended till the 17th?
Well, I think
or shortened. I'm not clear what you said.
I was saying that the LSBs should be finished with their review of the budget somewhere between the 12th and the 15th, so with the weekend intervening.
Right, so somewhere between the 12th and the 15th. So to answer your Baruti's question, it's no.
No.
Right, it doesn't look good.
Okay. Now, Lonnie, do we have a stack? I don't know.
We do. Jane is next, but you finish up. You were on it, and that was your question. So go ahead and follow up and finish.
All right. Well, then my second question is: when we go to these LSBs, because of the concerns that have been raised about LSBs approving budgets and then the final budget somehow not being equivalent or not the same, what kind of assurances do we need to secure from you and from Ambrose that the budgets that are the LSB approved will be the budgets that the board will see?
Well,
you know, if the LSBs approve a budget and then send it forward and there are problems with it, will there be time to go back to the LSB so that there are no alterations that are made without the LSB's awareness?
Well, and to just follow that up, when you said we need to look at it, make what changes are necessary and then put it out, what kind of changes do you mean?
Well, so the tenor of this question, I'm hearing the assumption that the LSBs have the power to approve budgets and then never will be changed. That is not my understanding. The board is the one that has the power to approve the budget, not the LSBs. So, and the Finance Committee.
Well, the LSBs have been given the power to, they have to approve the local budget.
Well, that needs to be agreed to by the board. I'm not aware
that's in the bylaws.
Where does it say that? At the bottom of the board, yeah, the board of directors is the final sign off on all the budgets.
Well, one of the duties of the LSB, as outlined in the bylaws, is the, I didn't say the drafting, but I said the approval of the station's budget.
No, that was approval of the station's budget at that stage, and then the finance committee has the power to make recommendations. And then the board has the power to make other recommendations and changes.
Well, okay, specific powers and duties, section 3, local station board, specific power and duty to review and approve that station's budget. That seems pretty straightforward. To me, that says that they have to approve the budget.
Now, the LSBs are subcommittees of the board, just as the finance committee is a subcommittee of the board. And that subcommittee can review, but it doesn't have the power to approve. Only the board does.
No, the bylaws specify that LSBs are committees of the board with certain specific powers that are delegated precisely to them.
All right.
And what it says here in Section 3 is to review and approve that station's budget. I don't see that that's ambiguous.
Well, I think that will have to be clarified by the board. I'm not sure that there has been a specific delegation to the LSB. I think the board needs to clarify, and that may be something we can bring forth to the Finance Committee.
Okay, well, now's not the time for that discussion. Right now we're trying to deal with the calendar and process, but clearly this is this difference of opinion may underlie a lot of the...
We're clarifying as we go along, but there's a lot of issues around how the budget should be done, who approves, who has final word, that work needs to be done, and the Finance Committee should be making the recommendations.
Okay, so where do we stand, Mark, with your question? Because I want to go...
I think we're going to obviously have to revisit the approval concerns, that question, so I'll defer to Jane's questions.
Go ahead, Jane.
What came up at our meeting is that 20% of our listeners' support is going to central services. So I was requested to get a copy to provide our local finance committee with the FY06 budget for national office as part of our approval process. Is that doable?
Prior to the overall budget, or
prior to the approval date for the LSB of 8/15?
I'll tell you our dates. We are meeting again. Our finance committee again is meeting again next Wednesday. On August 3rd, we have a special meeting of our LSB to review any personnel questions that LSB members may have, and then our regular August 10th LSB meeting, we have scheduled approval of the FY06 budget. And I was requested to provide our finance committee with the national office FY06 budget, since 20% of our listener income does go to national office. That was a request that was made to me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Could you reiterate it, please? I'm sorry.
Members of our local finance committee asked if we could provide the national office FY06 budget, if we could have that on hand as we're reviewing our local budget, seeing as how 20% of our listener support does go to central services. There was a request that we have that as...
Got it. Okay.
Different. Not that we are going to approve it, but that we know where that 20% is going.
Well, the national office budget is done last because it is dependent upon whether or not, you know, each station will be able to produce a balanced budget. And so we don't know what our income is until the last station has theoretically finished their budget. And it looks like, and generally what happened last year, we didn't finish with the stations until even the LSBs had finished with it. And that wasn't going to happen generally until the end of August. So usually the first week in September is when I start to have some sense, or the last week in August, of how much money is available to the national office via central services. So it's a little tough. I don't think it'll be ready, though, Jane,
But you don't have a draft budget or an overall structure or framework at this point, so you do
right now all I do is
in
try
the
to...
last 3 weeks of the preparation process?
Not until I know whether the stations can produce a budget. If they can't produce a balanced budget, my budget's academic. So I generally, you know, I don't know how much revenue is going to be. So I have to cut my expenses to match the revenue.
But don't you have a draft version that you could provide to their LSB?
My draft is a rollover until I get a sense of whether these stations are projecting more revenue or less. If they're projecting less revenue, which I think many of them will do, then I'm going to have to drop my expenses, you know, to match that reduced revenue.
Okay.
Well,
Dane, go ahead. I'd like to get on the stack day.
I would too, Dave, please.
Okay, and I have a clarifying statement. So.
And can I get on the stack too, David?
LaVarne, Casey, Baruti, and Dave.
Thank you.
Go ahead, finish up. Is that okay,
Jane?
Well, just
I think that for National Finance Committee to finish up our discussion of the May financials, in addition to our LSB for the question they asked, that a draft would be helpful because we have significantly different payroll numbers than what we were talking about here. So I think that even though all the other numbers may be floating, I think we need to have an idea. I think it would be helpful if we had an idea of what those payroll numbers look like.
I'm going to be cutting because I'm looking at reduced revenue. But let me see what I can do. This is so early. I don't know. Let me have a look at it.
Maybe hear other people's comments first, but that was my initial reaction.
Okay. LaVarne.
Three quick things. You know, I think that each treasurer or with the director from that station could sort of just write down what you believe the process to be for this budget process. Then maybe we can set up some time at the next schedule meeting to kind of like go over that to make sure that we're all consistent. Because each time I hear a difference, like the CFO and the treasurer and everyone has a different opinion on budget process, maybe I can just write it down quickly. You know, what is the budget process that you're using that you plan to go through, and then kind of compare that with lining what you believe the process to be. Then we can be consistent because this issue comes up. The other thing is that again, you know, I've asked this many times, and I think we've tried to address that this year is the whole thing with headcount. When you do your budget, we need to know how many people you're planning, FTEs, and particularly the national office. You know, what are the positions? Because I believe we had on the schedule, like the HR director, I think there was supposed to be some work on that to see, you know, like what is the process on that, and to make sure that certain positions that we did have in the plan that were cut out, but you know, that those positions stay in the plan. And I think that's why we're trying to address the HR director card, and plus several other reasons that we all are aware of concerning personnel issues. So again, the question here is just what is the process, what is the current progress on the HR director that we were supposed to go through, and please include headcount when you do the budget.
Ambrose, can you comment on that last question about the HR director status?
Yeah, we've got two finalists, and I'll make a decision either tomorrow or Monday.
Thank you.
This is LaVarne. Can I just follow up? Ambrose, this is great. I like to see the process there. But, you know, can I just add this, that, you know, as the interim ED, and, I mean, does the board get an opportunity to look at these two before you make your final decision, or
I was directed by the board to hire an HR person. We've gone through the process, and I'm going to go ahead and hire it.
Okay, I'm just
curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Casey.
I just wanted to say that out of Los Angeles, we're running into some of the almost the exact same types of issues that Jane is talking about in Washington D.C. and. You know, if you can't get us a national office budget, Lonnie, would it be possible for you to get us a list of what's included in central services and what we're paying for out of that 20%? I know our finance committee is you know, they're saying that they can't possibly approve a budget until they know where the money's going. That has to do with our surplus as well. We can't track the money. None of the numbers are matching.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll list of what's included in essential services, absolutely possible, not a problem. The thing about coming up with a finished budget by August 10th, no station will be finished by August 10th, that I'm aware of.
On ours on August 10th.
Yeah, that's tough, but let me try to work. Why don't we try to work with that offline, and I will try to do a draft and give you some idea of what I think are going to be the problems with at least the national budget.
Thanks, Lonnie.
And
Rudy?
I have one more follow-up. Is that you're projecting a $95,000 surplus for Los Angeles, but we think it's probably quite a bit more than that, but regardless, somewhere in the budget, that money has to be shown as, you know, somewhere. There's no line item for us to put that surplus in, so we can't budget the expenditure of it. Where do you want us to show that?
That's same old question. I brought it up earlier. Say a station does have a factor surplus, and stations do. Over and above the reserve, that requirement, that 1 month that we require of the stations. How do you budgetize that? Who owns it? I mean, we on this finance committee are not dealing with that issue, and we now need to deal with it in the context of a budget even, an ending budget. So we need to answer that question.
Well, can you answer it? I mean, can you tell us what would be your preference?
Oh, my preference, yeah. Well, my preference, at least what I'm used to and what I've done with other organizations, is that if a station has unbudgeted items, and remember we've gone to great pains to identify what those are, then any surplus over and above the reserve should be utilized for those unbudgeted items that are critical and prioritized. That is, that LSB ought to go through the process of saying, if we have a surplus of X amount, how shall it be used? And then that should be brought forth to the Finance Committee as a part of the budgeting process. This is how we plan to use the surplus. A Finance Committee looks it over and says, well, whatever they might have to say about it. And it's included then as a part of the closing budget for the year. That is, this is how we plan to close the budget. This is how we plan to use the surplus. That is just one way to do it. The other one is not to do anything with it until the new budget is approved. If there's any shortfalls in the new budget such that a reserve or surplus might be needed. And like, you know, contingency, for example, like the CPB, you know, it might be, it's decided that every station has to have a 5, 1, 3% contingency fund set aside for the rainy day. Because remember, you never know what's going to happen in the Pacific.
Well, you know, Dave, if you could put it on.
Rudy's next, and then I have a comment, and go ahead.
I wanted to come back to the budget calendar, because this is a real issue for us at BAI. Our IGM is going to be on vacation from July 28th through August 10th, and our IGM is our former business manager. So
he's going to have to cancel it.
I tried that already, Mark.
So even if she was there, I still think it's going to be a challenge, because we've got some major hurdles that we've got to get out of our finance committee up to the LSB, get out of the LSB, and get up to the to Lonnie. In addition, we've got to deal with whatever comes out of this working group. So there's a lot of stuff coming from a lot of different directions that's got to kind of be all melded together over a 3-week period, and I'm willing to work hard, but I'm trying to keep my little business going and some other things I got going outside of.
I'll tell you what, Brody, I am willing, before she leaves on the 28th, to put the time in on WBAI and come up with as detailed a budget as possible for FY06, at least a draft.
I'm willing to put in the time too, but remember, we got to deal with this working group. I've got to deal with my local finance committee. I've got to deal with the LSB and have all of this done in 3 weeks. And I don't know if that's...
You're going to be busy, brother.
Well, but he's not just saying busy. It's a matter of, is this real?
Yeah, is it real?
If we keep doing things and saying we're going to do things that aren't real, that's how we get into this situation.
Yeah.
Like saying, well, we have to, so we'll do it, even if it's not real.
What I'm saying, though, Dave, is I believe that the parameters of that FY06 budget for WBI can be done in a week or so. How much the gap will be, what's a realistic revenue figure, what's a realistic expense figure can be done. You won't have it exact, and there'll be gaps. I think you'll show a deficit at FY06, in the WBI's FY06 budget, and that's what we need to know. How big a challenge is there?
But if we then begin to look... If we then begin to look at the associated and necessary expense reductions in the absence of the IGM former business manager, then how will we be able to see, you know, will you be able to you know, plug those numbers in and see the resulting impact of any suggested performance requirements?
In fact, you know, Lonnie and I both were going up there. Should have been there today, but we were requested not to come because of the drive. So we were more than willing to do whatever we could to help that process.
But they did, Mark, identify, she did identify $147,000 in cuts in the FY06 budget.
If so, she'll implement them.
Yeah.
Right, but the 140, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Lonnie, the 147 is based on annualized salary amounts,
That's true.
Well, we're only going to, if we have to go to the union by August 1st, in order to get September 1st implementation, we're only going to get 1 month of benefits. So that 147 or whatever it is, you're talking about 1/12 of that.
Yeah.
That would be true, and I've pointed that out to Indra.
So we've got some other things. I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to work, but I think this...
hey, man, do not stop. You got to follow through on what you're saying.
Yeah, this is. I don't think it's real.
Well,
I think we need to push back the PNB. I don't know what was the date on that? September, what is the PNB meeting?
Oh, you know, Broody, what is possible?
23rd.
What is possible?
23rd.
Is that what is possible is you take to the PNB in September a provisional budget. Okay?
But see, that's how we got in trouble before.
Last year.
No,
I don't want to do that because last year, remember, every LSB approved their budget except BAI because they weren't able to agree. So when we went to the thing, we approved a budget that was a contingency budget because we didn't have BAI's numbers. And then later on when BAI's numbers were plugged in, that's when other alterations were made, and that's when we had the confusion and the problems that resulted from the budget changing from what we saw in September. We can't do that again.
What's going to be the recommendation?
We got to know that the budget that the board sees in September is the budget that will be the operating budget for the fiscal year 06 without subsequent alterations because BAI has to be refolded back in.
You may have to request that the interim GM not vacation and really tackle this problem.
I don't think the IGM should be going away at this time, to be honest. I hate to say it, but how can you go away when your budget's staring you in your face? This is not the time to leave.
Yep.
I would agree.
We totally agree with that.
So I think you need to put some pressure there, IED. Remember, both of y'all have eyes in front of your name.
You know, it's already
Is there some concern about unused time being lost in this whole analysis on that?
What does that mean?
In other words, sometimes some organizations, if you use it, you lose it kind of situation?
Not here.
No.
Okay.
We just
But I think that I have put that concern in writing. I have suggested that the vacation be postponed.
Here, if we use it, we lose it.
Well, I mean, you may want to push it a little bit. I mean, we're doing an awful lot to rise to this occasion, and I just think that sometimes we have to make the sacrifices on the local end as well. And as the supervisor of that individual, perhaps a suggestion it needs to be strengthened.
All right. I would like to go forth and say a strong recommendation of this finance committee that vacation be postponed, that the business of the budget has to come first.